The Alnwick Files.
Starting to think we should have brought more kerosene.
4 liters is enough to get a nice flame going on the barn and the farmhouse. I'll say it'll do nicely. Any signs of life?
No. If Marsh was here, he's been gone for hours. And Poindexter skipped town after her little heart-to-heart with you and Adrian.
Perfect. Hey, be a gent and take 2 of these from me. It's hard to maneuver a flashlight around 4 bottles of kerosene, and the sun's going down. Right, you take the barn, I'll handle the farmhouse. There's something inside that I want to check before we torch it.
You want me to stick around until you get the door open? Just in case some undead bootlegger jumps out at you?
I think that'd be for the best. Right, can't forget the flashlight. God, it's worse than the last time I was here.
Looks like someone covered this place in floor-to-ceiling carpeting. No way you're getting through there.
There's got to be another way in.
What's in there that you're so keen to look over, anyways?
Poindexter mentioned that Henry spent a lot of time in the cellar of this house. Real secretive-like.
And you think the corruption is down there?
It's the only place I can think of for certain that the cops wouldn't have checked. They did a thorough sweep of the house and the barn, but the cellar was boarded up. Looked like it hadn't been used since Marsh took over the place. What's strange is that I thought I saw a cellar door last time I was here. Aha! Let's try our luck with this one. Locked. Michael, give me a hand.
All set?
Yeah, I'll be fine from here. Rendezvous at the driveway once we're both finished, okay?
All right. Be careful down there.
Yeah, you too. Down into the darkness we go. Oh God, is this what Henry was taking care of down here? Feeding? Is this what's going to happen to all of those people drinking the moonshine? What are you?
Just a friend who's worried about you. You've had an awfully hard time lately, and so little opportunity to rest. No need to be scared. It's comfortable down here. Join us.
No.
What do you have left anyways? Your friend refuses to see you. Your colleagues don't know and don't care that you're down here. Poor thing. I know you're lonely. Don't worry. They will all be joining us soon.
Get out of my head!
Stop resisting. It's not worth fighting against us for long. They all give in the end.
Get out!
Georgie. No.
Georgie?
Help!
Hey, Georgie! Georgie, what's going on down there? Georgie!
Remember why you're here.
What are you doing? Don't you dare turn your back on me!
So long, pal. This is Georgie Keyes recording what I hope is my final statement regarding the corruptive force found in the moonshine supplied by Henry Marsh, Rosie Poindexter, and the remaining unknown members of their team. I went back to 46 Hillshot Road, torched the whole property, and more importantly, that thing I saw in the cellar. I won't even try to describe it here. I don't think I could, even if I wanted to. It's dead. That's what matters. And somehow, I think I felt a piece of me die with it. But that's impossible. I don't drink, and I certainly haven't had any of the tainted whiskey. Maybe it was because I was standing so close to it when it died. Michael said he didn't feel anything. Just saw that I hadn't come up from the cellar. He didn't hear any voice. Didn't even hear it when the wretched thing died. But I did. I can still hear its voice in my head. And its scream while it burned. Honestly, I don't think I'll ever forget it. On the bright side, I can almost definitively say that Henry, who was possibly more not human than human the last time he was seen, is dead. Or at least no longer a threat now that the corruption has lost its hold on him. I'm going to keep an eye on things for a while, see if anyone is still feeling the effects of the corruption over the next couple of weeks. But I think it's safe to say that it is no longer an active threat, and that it is finally safe to rest.
See what I mean? These recordings shouldn't exist, right?
I mean, it's definitely nothing that I've ever heard of. No doubt about that. But like, come on, man. So much weird stuff happens here that I don't think this is big enough to bring to Caroline.
She'll want to know. Like you said before, this is a completely undocumented phenomenon. If there are other cases of this happening in the Foundation, if we're being listened in on, we have to know what's behind it. It could be happening to us right now and we wouldn't even know.
It is happening to us, Joe. Caroline always has us carrying around those tape recorders for insurance. I think the way she put it was an unbiased set of ears. Maybe Charles Honorwick was doing the same thing back in the day.
But portable recorders like what we have now weren't even an option back in the day. At least not the kind that would have been needed to capture all of this audio. There's no reference to either Georgie or Michael carrying a recorder that whole time, and there's no way they could have known they were being recorded.
It has to be fake, though, right? You told me those little cylinder thingies.
Edison Blue Amberl cylinders.
Yeah, those things. Anyways, you said they could only record 4 minutes apiece. That was, like, way more than 4 minutes on that one you just played for us. So, how could it be something from the actual time period?
I don't know. It just seems so wrong. And I don't have any evidence to prove it isn't fake, but I just know.
Look, Joni, we're not doubting you, but Mick is right. You should collect more evidence before bringing it to Caroline. If you want an investigation opened, you'll need to give us concrete leads.
Look, there is enough to open an investigation. This box of cylinders wasn't on my desk when I left for the document archive this morning. The dates don't match any on my list, and no one can tell me where they came from.
Okay. But
this is also the only set of recordings so far that deviate from logical explanation, and it can't be a prank because the details are so specific that it would have taken going through every recording that I have and then some to piece together enough details to even begin to come up with the scenes we just heard. These recordings shouldn't exist, and the fact that they do and the fact that we know about them means that they were meant to be heard and that we were meant to know that they were wrong. If you guys don't think I have enough evidence to bring it to Caroline, then fine, I'll keep digging. But neither of you can deny that there is something here.
The Olnerwick Files is written by Charlotte Dalesky and directed by Charlotte Dalesky and Riley Armstrong. For more information on this episode, as well as a full cast and credits list, see our show notes in the description. Rate and review us on iTunes, follow us at Olnerwick Radio on Instagram, contact us via the questions box on Spotify or our email, olnerwickradio@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.